hash the causal conundrum, free will at the nexus of determinism and experience. The architecture of reality, as described by modern physics, leans heavily toward determinism. The universe operates according to immutable physical laws, where every state is the inevitable consequence of prior states governed by deterministic equations. This framework, the mathematical necessity underpinning all physical interactions, stands in stark tension with the deeply ingrained human experience of free will, the subjective feeling of genuine agency when making a choice. The integration of these two domains reveals a profound philosophical paradox that necessitates a rigorous reevaluation of what it means to be an agent within a fundamentally causal universe. The conflict arises from the chasm between the objective, mechanistic description of the cosmos and the phenomenal, lived reality of conscious decision-making. Physics suggests that if one possessed perfect knowledge of the initial conditions of the universe and all the governing laws, the entire future trajectory, including every human choice, would be mathematically predictable. In this deterministic view, our decisions are not uncaused events, but are merely the necessitated outputs of preceding physical and neurological states. This perspective implies that the subjective experience of choosing is an epiphenomenon, a descriptive narrative layered atop a predetermined causal chain. This tension forces an examination into the nature of causality itself. If determinism holds true, free will cannot be understood as a transcendent, acausal intervention, but must be reinterpreted within the physical structure of reality. Two primary philosophical positions emerge to address this conundrum. The view of free will as an ontological property versus its status as an emergent phenomenon. The first perspective posits that free will is an asterisk-asterisk ontological property asterisk-asterisk. A genuine causal agent capable of initiating novel causal chains independent of prior necessity. This position requires positing a mechanism where conscious deliberation is not merely the readout of a computation, but an active input that genuinely alters future physical states. If this view is true, it suggests that either our experience of deliberation maps onto a deeper, irreducible layer of physical reality, or that physics, as currently formulated, is incomplete in describing the nature of consciousness's role in generating new causal properties. Conversely, the second perspective treats free will as an asterisk-asterisk emergent, descriptive feature asterisk, arising from complex computation. Within this framework, human agency is seen as a highly sophisticated, localized manifestation of deterministic physical processes occurring within the brain. The complexity involved in neuronal interactions and environmental inputs generates phenomenal experience that feels like self-directed choice. While the system is fundamentally determined at the micro level, the sheer scale and recursive nature of biological computation render our decisions functionally undetermined from an external, macroscopic perspective. In this interpretation, free will is real in its experiential weight, but illusory in its ultimate causal power. It is a necessary consequence of complexity rather than a violation of physical law. The reconciliation between these views hinges on how we define causality. If causality is purely mechanistic and linear, as classical physics suggests, then the subjective sense of choice dissolves into necessity. However, if consciousness itself is a fundamental component of the causal structure, if it introduces irreducible indeterminacy at the level of decision-making, then free will gains ontological standing as a unique feature of reality. The integration of deterministic laws with subjective experience demands moving beyond simplistic dichotomies to explore quantum interpretations, emergent complexity theory, or novel definitions of physical law where self-reference plays a constitutive role in defining causality. In conclusion, the tension between deterministic physical laws and the lived experience of free will remains one of philosophy's most intractable problems. Whether human agency is an essential causal force woven into the fabric of the universe, or an exquisitely intricate, emergent narrative generated by complex biological computation, the paradox forces a critical shift. The future of this inquiry lies not in choosing between determinism and libertarian free will, but in developing a comprehensive model capable of describing how subjective experience coheres with objective reality, determining whether agency is a fundamental ontological feature or a powerful, necessary illusion of the physical world.